It has to be that I of myself of nothing, I need the power, and then the power comes. But I must disband self. I must dismantle self, not by just a one broad stroke. I got to break it down. What part of self am I getting rid of this time? The anxiety of self, the pride of self, the greed of self, the lust of self, the anger of self, the gluttony of self, the envy of self. All those factors have to be broken down. And they're an endless process, but the awareness starts now. Because once you have this awareness list of what you look like when you go into hell, all of a sudden you know when you're going because you have this awareness built and you go, oh, I'm getting uptight. I know what that means. Finances are tight. And you can find, you'll create a thought-life connection of what you look like when you're going to go down, and you stop it before you go down because you built an awareness list. That's what these steps do. 1 through 6 give you this awareness list of what you're like when you get into dysfunction. And that awareness list keeps growing as you're capable of growing and as you grow. It never stops. And like John was saying, you know what happens? The bar just gets raised. Your life gets better and better. Your bar gets raised, and what you allowed before, you don't allow anymore. And the quality of your life keeps increasing until it becomes more and more a life where you're just one with God, and the world keeps getting better all the time. That's what we're signed up for. Not to just get along. This isn't about mastering life. And it's not about enduring it. It's about living it to its fullest with passion and excitement. That's what it's about. When I'm passionate, I'm excited about the moment I'm in, I know that's the oneness with God that I'm striving for. Not overbearing, not shut down. When I'm passionate, excited, and I genuinely feel that passion for life, I am one with my Creator. So you're one with your Creator a lot more than you think. Every time you feel good, you are one with God.